The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I am here on a Monday. I want to give a shout out to Carl Jackson for filling in for me on that Friday or last Friday. What a tremendous job that Carl Jackson does. I mean, we don't miss a beat, not one time on this radio show. Because Carl Jackson does an incredible job. I want you guys to go and visit Carl Jackson at his website, thecarljacksonshow.com, thecarljacksonshow.com. And when you go there, you'll see all his social media handles, his Twitter. You know how to follow him, how to support him. But please go on and visit his website. What a tremendous guy, man. I love that guy. I got to have him call in more, but I know he's busy doing his own show. Also, I have a new affiliate. I'll figure out how to say the name, and then I'll tell you exactly who this affiliate is, because Schenectady, I think it's called Amsterdam Schenectady in New York. So I just want to give a shout-out to them, even though I can't say your name right. Amsterdam Schenectady in New York State. I want to give a shout-out. Thank y'all for joining or having my show as a live affiliate. It's Talk Radio 1490 and 106.9 WCSS. Shout out to them, man. That's a blessing, man. I want to get 1,000 of these people adding the syndication of my radio show. It's a testament of, in my opinion, of how well we're doing on the radio that people want to continue to syndicate us live. So it's because of y'all, the people who are watching, the people who are demanding that your station carry our channel. I really appreciate it. I want to start off with this this topic about Stacey Abrams. I know a lot of people. I'll tell you this. I can't remember what year it was. I think it was when Trump did the State of the Union. One of the speeches that Trump did to address the nation, and they give an opportunity for the opposing party to rebut right after the show. I think it was the State of the Union. They get a chance to rebut for a 30-minute or an hour little speech. We do it when the Democrats are giving their State of the Union. We have, I think Tim Scott came back and rebutted Joe Biden this past year. But Stacey Abrams rebutted. I had a response to. I don't know what it be considered officially, but she had came through and I said, "Who is this woman?" Because I've never heard of her before. She does not appear to be a part of the Clinton cabal. Or a part of the Obama legacy. None of those things. I've never heard of her, never seen her before. And she looked kind of sloppy, if you ask me. And she don't really look like she's well put together. She's very smart. Seems like she's educated. But she didn't seem like she was someone that the Democrat Party wanted to present as the next generation of Democrats, right? Because Barack Obama was a significant play for the Democrat Party. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, he was good looking, very charismatic. You know, he was thin, presidential. You know, he could speak. He would say all the right things, and the Democrats could really use him, and they did, to usher in this idea of the first black president. And it got a lot of people fired up and a lot of people voted for him. A lot of black people voted for him just because he was black. Understandably so. I don't think it's right, but I understand why. But why did they choose Stacey Abrams is the biggest question. Now, Stacey Abrams ran against Governor Kemp in Georgia, and she lost. I mean, she got her butt handed to her. She lost by 55,000 votes. Now, she keeps coming back. She keeps showing up. And, of course, she's running again this year, trying to find herself in a position of authority for the Democrat Party. However, they honestly believe that they can take advantage of black people in Georgia to go ahead and vote for Stacey Abrams. However, they're in for a rude awakening because black people are waking up and she is losing votes from the black community, in which they won't admit to, in which they're trying to stronghold in order to get her elected, but it's not working. I'll give you a couple numbers, and I'll tell you this. I'm not satisfied with the numbers of black people who have voted for her because I think the number is way too high. However, I am satisfied that she hasn't been able to put more black people on the plantation to end up voting for her when she don't have any kind of solutions to the issues that are going on in the inner city, especially not the inner cities in Georgia. So let me read these statistics. It says a new poll from Atlanta Journal demonstrates the problem that Abrams is experiencing. It says the AJC shows her support amongst black voters at 79%, which should be impressive, but isn't quite enough to put her in the governor's mansion. Now, 79% is way too much. I don't know how black people vote like this, but somehow they're ending up voting like this. And it says, while that might appear to be a lofty number, Democrats typically poll at least 10 percentage points higher with black voters than what we see here. Amongst black men, Abrams' support has dipped to 75%, with an additional one-fifth back in Kemp and 6% being undecided. So when we look at what's going on in Atlanta, Georgia, we look at what's going on in Georgia, I won't say Atlanta, Georgia, but in the state of Georgia, the Democrats are losing support from black people. And I can't pinpoint exactly why this is happening. I can make an assumption to say that when a Republican is leading, people are satisfied with what they're getting at in the state of Georgia. They feel confident in the direction of the state. And these Democrats are aligning themselves with the most asinine positions that I've ever seen in my life. When you go out on a limb and you continue to preach this idea of victimhood to black folks, I want you to understand, in Atlanta, there's a lot of successful black people. It's a pretty big hub for black people in general, but it's a lot of successful black people that live in and around the Atlanta, Georgia area. There's also half of the police department is black. So when you're pitching this message of victimhood to black folks that know better, and you just keep pitching it and pitching it and pitching it, you are going to find yourself running away black people with common sense, black people who know better than the Democrats or know better than what the Democrats are trying to push. Also, when you look at what's going on in the state of affairs with a Democrat president, people are also waking up and saying, well, wait a minute, my cost of living was better, more conducive for family growth and for my family and our well-being than it is under a Democrat. I think a lot of these people remember the mask mandates and all this other stuff, and they were watching very closely how Stacey Abrams came out and spoke and how Kemp handled the state. And I really do think that's a contributing factor to why she hasn't secured the black vote in a way in which they expect. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers because I think this is invaluable. I wish you guys could see the screen. I know some of you guys who are watching me on the Salem News Channel, you can see the screen a little bit. But I want you guys to perceptualize these numbers that I'm going to give you. The ACJ, Georgia's governor's poll from 2018 compared to 2022. Now, when you look at the percentage of votes from all voters to Kemp, he had 45% of the vote, and now in 2022, he's now polling at 50% of the vote. Now, I'm going to jump from there and go to Stacey Abrams. Then I'm going to come back to Kemp because I think this will surprise you. Stacey Abrams had 44% of the vote projected, or at least she had 44% of the vote in 2018. She's down to 42% of the vote projected in 2022. Stacey Abrams in the black community, she was at 85% of the black vote. She's now down to 79% of the black vote. She was at 26% of the white vote. She's down to 24%. And then it says Stacey Abrams, amongst other race voters, she was at 45% and she's now up 56%. Now, I wonder if it had anything to do with Hispanic influx into the community and these Democrats pushing them to be on government assistance. However, let's move on. When you look at Kemp, I'm going to go back. All voters, he was 45% last midterm 2018. Now he's at 50%. And then when you look at the black voters, Kemp was at 3%. This is what's going to make your brain pop. Kemp was at 3% in 2018. He's now at 10% polling in 2022. That is a 7 percentage point gain, which is probably one of the biggest gains that you will see in a certain demographic and category. Kemp was at 65, now at 71 amongst white voters. We'll continue this conversation after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. The Perkel and Giza Dream Bed Sheet Sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale for the low price of $29.98 with our listeners promo code. Order now, because when they gone, they gone. The Perkel and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now, because when they gone, you'll be crying to me. Call 1-800-976-8379, 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on Perkel and Giza sheets. Go to MyPillow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. And we're all concerned about council culture. Whether it's in a public school teacher being dismissed from refusing to teach woke ideologies, or a business that comes under attack by left-wing activists, cancel culture is harming American society every single day. That's why today I'm asking for your personal support for Alliance Defending Freedom. It is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, free speech, and the sanctity of life. And you're not going to find nobody to do it better than Alliance Defending Freedom. And just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and you can make a tax-deductible donation. I think it's Tyson Langerford, Langhofer of ADF, says that truth is the number one weapon in a battle against cancel culture. Listen to what he has to say.
It takes courage to speak the truth, and it takes courage to stand up to the repressive regime of cancel culture. At Alliance Defending Freedom, I get to see that courage in the clients we serve every day. Since 2011, ADF has won 13 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've also achieved more than 435 victories for students and faculty across the country. We have a 91% success rate when we file lawsuits in those cases. When Americans have the courage to fight cancel culture, we can win. What about you? Are you ready to join us and do your part to stand up for the truth?
Your generous gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which is in the headlines every single day. And right now, thanks to the generous friends at ADF, your first gift of any amount will be doubled. So please, right now, go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and the impact of your first gift will be doubled on the spot. Or you can call with your donation at 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599 to join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. And let me just say this little part, because, you know, people always ask me, they say, Brandon, you know, they're at some of my speeches and I'm giving a speech and I'm motivating them and I'm encouraging them. And they say, what can I do, though? You know, I hear you. I feel good about what you said. Now, where do I go? And this is a perfect example. Like, don't you want to stand up against these woke nut jobs? And here's a way that you can get active and involved. You can go to my website and call the number. This is how we fight back. Because if we don't fight back, we're going to take a loss that we'll never recover from. And I want us to understand that and internalize it. Now, let me get to Carrie Lake, because I love Carrie Lake in the state of Arizona. So all my Arizonans that are out there listening, we have a rock star running for governor. I really do believe I've been around people in politics. You know, I've been around, you know, when Trump was in office, I was around people in the White House staff. I met a lot of people. I have yet to meet a person that I feel is as genuine as Carrie Lake. She seems to be one of the most genuine people that I've met when it comes to politics and people running for political office. The same person that you see that's poised, confident, consistent on the stage or in interviews is the exact same person that you get when you see her face to face. And I have never seen a person work harder other than Donald Trump. I have to give it to Donald Trump is probably the hardest worker that I've seen him flying. He literally is everywhere. And the dude is in his 70s. Now, Carrie Lake is a close second with the amount of places that I've seen her in the state of Arizona. I mean, they got a fundraiser coming up, I think, on Thursday. They asked me, was I able to go? And I have to go right from the radio show right there if I want to be involved. But she's literally in schools, in people's houses, at fundraisers, at events. Steven Crowder came down here, had a tremendous comedy event. She was there. ASU football, even though they trash. Sorry, Nick, they're trash. And Arizona is trash, too. But she was at an Arizona State football game. I mean, the crowd was going crazy. Students for Carrie. I mean, all of those things are such an encouraging measure, at least for me being in the state of Arizona, that I could not be prouder to vote for and support someone like Carrie Lake. Now, let's give the devil's advocate of Carrie Lake, the complete opposite of Carrie Lake, will be Liz Cheney. Now, I don't know if there's some Liz Cheney fans out there watching this or listening to this, but Liz Cheney has to be the trashiest Republican candidate that I have seen in a while. She is on par with Hillary Clinton. Like Liz Cheney is the Hillary Clinton of the Republican Party. And I'm telling you what, I have never met Liz Cheney, but I will bet my career that she is as dusty and as ridiculous as Hillary Clinton. They're like cut from the same cloth. I would have more respect for Liz Cheney if she wasn't trying to throw Donald Trump under the bus for her own political gain, for her own family legacy. And that's just my opinion. I believe it's her family legacy. The Bushes, the Cheneys, all of they can't stand that Donald Trump has interrupted their legacy in this country. And he's literally poo-pooed on their legacy because Liz lost. She got her ashy elbows kicked in that election. And she was an incumbent. And got thrown out of there because the people have had enough of these fake Republicans sitting up there leading the council for January 6th. Just complete idiots, useful idiots. And then what does she do? She come out and she had the nerve to say that she's going to do everything within her power to fight against Carrie Lake. You're talking to a Republican that's standing up for conservative values, that's standing up for the life of the unborn. They're standing up to protect our borders. They're standing up to get government out of our way. Low amounts of government involvement. You know what I mean? Go down the list. That's fighting back against woke America. And you telling me Liz Cheney ain't got nothing better to do than to fight against another Republican that is a conservative. And then not only did she say that she was going to do whatever was within her power, she explained further by saying she's even willing to campaign with Democrats. You can't be, you like, listen, I know she's a sore loser, right? But you can't be that sore. Put some icy hot on that sore losing, and you need to get with the program, Liz, because it makes absolutely no sense that you claim to be a Republican all of this time, and then now you're willing to side with the Democrats because your own personal vendetta. So let me play the clip of Carrie Lake just clowning Liz Cheney. I think it's clip 5 or 4.
I want to point out what Liz Cheney has said about you when speaking at this Texas Tribune conference yesterday. She says, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Carrie Lake is not elected. Your reaction.
Hold on a second. I'm going to play Carrie Lake's response right after the break because we're finna go in a break. So. Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America. The cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vodi Bakum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale bed sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on Percale Sheets. Let me get back to Carrie Lake, ladies and gentlemen. I want to apologize that I'm not getting the timing right, and I'm cutting off at the very end. When I get my new studio, I'm going to have a time clock in there where I can have the clock countdown so I can be more proficient, because we ended up cutting it off when Carrie Lake responded to the stupidity of Liz Cheney. And so I want to go back to that to make sure we can hear that clip. Let me preface it, and then we'll roll the clip. So Liz Cheney came out, vowed that she would campaign against Carrie Lake, even if she's campaigning for Democrats. And so Carrie Lake was on Fox and gave this response, roll clip 8.
I want to point out what Liz Cheney has said about you when speaking at this Texas Tribune conference yesterday. She says, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure Carrie Lake is not elected. Your reaction?
That might be the biggest, best gift I've ever received. I mean, the people of Wyoming can't stand her. I'm pretty much sure that the people of Arizona don't like Liz Cheney. Here's the deal, Maria. The Republican Party, the new Republican Party, is the party of we the people. It is no longer the party of warmongers. And so Liz Cheney probably should change her voter registration. Turns out she really is a Democrat after all.
That's why I love Carrie Lake. They messed with the wrong woman there. They messed with a woman that already know how to talk, because she's been on television, and she has these one-liners that are literally career-ending, campaign-ending. Liz Cheney is a trash bag of a candidate, in my opinion. I don't know her personally. Maybe she's a nice person, but she is a complete fool for saying that she's going to run against another Republican in order to have what, a Democrat win in the state of Arizona? What, how does that benefit us? Now, people don't even like her anyway, so I don't even know why she's coming up with this. But Republican Thomas Massie from Kentucky, he replied to the video clip of Cheney vowing to campaign against Carrie Lake, and he wrote, in 2020, when Liz Cheney was the GOP House conference chair, she backed my primary opponent. I won that race 81% to 19%. Republican Matt Gaetz, and you know Matt Gaetz don't hold back. He also replied to the clip on Twitter, tweeting, Liz Cheney gets crushed in her own home by 40-plus points. But now we're supposed to believe that she has the juice to take on Carrie Lake. According to the recent polls by the Trafalgar Group, Lake is leading Hobbs 50% to 45% with 4.4% undecided. Cheney lost her primary to, I think it's Hageman, 66.3% to 28%. That is a butt whooping. 66% to 28%. And Kerry Lake is winning, you know, Hobbs. Hobbs won't even debate Kerry Lake. You're talking about these Democrats are so whack. I don't even know how anybody votes for him, unless you're just completely deranged, or you didn't grow up with a dad, you don't have a strong spine or something like that, and you just feel like you want to acquiesce because everybody else is doing it. Then I can see you voting for a Democrat. Other than that, I don't understand. Maybe there's a Democrat that's listening to the show. I would love for you to explain. I would love for anybody who's a Democrat to explain to me, why would you vote for a Democrat when you can vote for a Republican? Now, if Democrat was the only option for you in your city and your town and your jurisdiction, I'm talking about on a federal level specifically, why would you vote for a Democrat? I would never understand that. Like, why do you think that abortion should be on demand all around the country? That doesn't even make any sense. But that's what they're pushing. Green New Deal, shut everything down and turn everything green when nobody else in the world is participating in this. But they're going to bankrupt our country to push an agenda that don't even work. Okay. Let me tell you about Relief Factor before I get too carried away. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, you're looking for a 100% drug-free supplement that will help fight inflammation or help your body fight off inflammation, that will give you a better quality of life. If you're struggling with inflamed joints, joint pain, like you can live a better life and a more fruitful life. You play with your grandkids. You can go on a run. You can feel much better than you do today. To me, it's a no-brainer. I take it every single day, and it works for me. You can get started with the 3-week quick starter, get it in the system, watch it work, and then you can order more at a later date. Start with the 3-week quick starter, $19.95 for the 3-week quick starter. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. The battle lines have been drawn in our country. The war for America's soul is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me when I say you need to learn who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side. I want you to join me and the Salem Media Group for the Battleground Talkers Tour this October, as the best minds in conservative media and thought dissect the upcoming midterm election. You do not want to miss this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'm just telling you this because I love you. When you have an opportunity to go to these events, it is a greater opportunity than one would imagine. Because not only would you see some of your favorite people talk about politics, some of the brilliant minds in the conservative movement, but also you get to meet other people who are conservative. And I'm telling you, this is a networking opportunity for you as well, because you get there, you go around like-minded people, you may find out somebody that live in your school district, or somebody that work with you, or somebody that work around you, somebody that may be potential employee for you is going to be there. And you get a chance to be exposed to all of that. When do you get a chance to be around conservatives in a time like this and have a good time? BattlegroundTour.com. BattlegroundTour.com to get the dates and locations. And also, while you're there, get some tickets for your mama, your daddy, your cousin, them, and then that liberal that lived down the street. Get her a ticket, too. BattlegroundTour.com for more details. I want to get back into the Liz Cheney thing. I want to move to something different, because I think I beat that dead horse. No pun intended. I beat the dead horse. So I wanted to talk about something else, and I had the clip for it. Let me get to this clip, because y'all going to be mad at me if I just start rambling and I miss this clip. It was going to be something really good. Let me get to it. Let's see. It was the... Okay. This is what it was. It's clip 9, but hold a clip for me. I made a YouTube video about this, and it was a mob of kids that went into a Wawa, I think it's called Wawa, I could be saying it wrong. It went into a Wawa convenience store. It's not a convenience store, it's like a gas station, like a Circle K or a QT. And they just destroyed the gas station. Destroyed it. And I'm going to play the clip, but we'll talk about it after the clip. I made a YouTube video about it, which will blow your socks off. But go ahead and roll the clip, clip 9.
Y'all all stupid. For real. Y'all all ugly, stupid, broke.
Now, for the people on the radio that can't see this, that's listening, they are tearing up the store. It's a whole bunch of kids that have gone inside the store and they're literally tearing it up. They're tearing down racks. They're stealing stuff. They're damaging stuff. And it's a guy that's a clerk. I think he's behind the portion, you know, the store where they cook breakfast burritos and stuff at in some of these convenience stores. He's there. He's recording. And just keep listening, because some arrogant young lady is going to ask him the dumbest question on planet Earth. Continue to roll the clip. All right, it's taking too long. Let me go ahead and – she was probably about to ask a question. I'm going to do it for her because I don't have time to wait for her to do that. So she goes up to this guy. He's recording her. They turn up the store. You can hear the chaos in the background. She comes up to him and say, hey, are y'all going to make some food back here or are you going to just keep recording? And he told her, it may take a while. They're tearing up the entire store, ladies and gentlemen. They're throwing – you can see bags of chips flying in the background. They tearing up the store. Let me say this, because people always get upset with me because I said at the beginning of my clip in the video, I said, guess if you close your eyes, read the headlines, you can almost imagine who's in the store doing that. You can almost imagine it. Couldn't you? No, don't play now. Don't act like you also did it. Now, in your mind, you can see that there's a bunch of black kids or black or Hispanic kids and they're tearing the store up. Why? My whole premise for making that video is that why are we not addressing these issues? I was going to do franchising, right? I want to own a couple franchises to build wealth and residual income. I was talking to a person. We were talking about a specific franchise, and we were talking about zoning and locations that you can purchase. And so I was looking in Texas because I'm born and raised in Texas. I got my family in Dallas, Texas, and we were looking around to the franchise areas. And I noticed that there was one part that was not even in play. It was grayed out. That means that it's not even eligible. And I know what part of Dallas that is. It's called South Dallas. It's called the hood. And so when we were looking, they're like, we ain't even trying to build in that area. We ain't even gonna waste our time building in that area. You got Plano, you got Frisco, you got Katy, you got all these other, not Katy, but you got all these other places in North Texas that we could build at. Why? Because as a business model, it's more profitable and it's safer to build in certain areas. And these young people do not understand that they're robbing their ancestors of a legacy. They're robbing their parents and grandparents of a legacy. Many of these inner city communities that have gone completely violent used to be owned and run by well-to-do black folks. They were doing good. They purchased their house. They own land. And what happens? These young thugs begin, you know, kids raising kids and end up raising these kids without a father. They have no respect for law, no respect for no morals. They just completely are. Let me just say this, because I'm trying not to sound too crazy and mean. It's almost like some people are like, unless they find Jesus and they turn their life around, it's the underbelly of our society, meaning that these people are never going to be, never go anywhere. Not all of them, but some of them are never going to go anywhere. I would say a large majority of these kids acting a fool in the store, acting a fool, the same ones acting a fool in school, the same ones can't take criticism, same ones can't handle authority, same ones cussing their teachers out. They're not going to make it anywhere. They're going to be the people that are on government assistance, continuing to go into the prison pipeline, or the school-to-prison pipeline, and all of the above. And it's sad that nobody wants to talk about it, but that's why I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. You got B. Tatum. I'm going to talk about the things that they scared to talk about. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to give a special shout-out to our new affiliate. It is an amazing... it's amazing to me, and it's a blessing to have people bring us on and new affiliate relationships live all over the country, which is a blessing. So I want to give a special shout out to Amsterdam Schenectady. Am I saying it right?
Schenectady.
I knew I had it right. Amsterdam Schenectady. New York. I want to give a shout out to you guys. I'm telling you, one day I'm going to have it easy. Amsterdam, Schenectady, New York, for bringing us on and having our show in the presence of your citizens. Let me say it's Talk Radio 1490 and 106.9 WCSS. So shout out to them, man. It's such a blessing. I owe it to all of you guys helping me get more syndication. So let me get to the subject at hand. You know, we were talking about building the inner city communities. What ways can actually profit or prosper the inner city communities instead of them always blaming the white man and saying we don't have resources because white slavery and all this old crazy stuff. And it's really comes down to you don't have resources because your young people are eating each other alive. They are ruining community events, and people don't want to move businesses there. They're afraid. It's too much crime. That's what's hurting your community. It's not the white man in a cornfield somewhere talking about he hates black people. All right. Let me bring up another subject because I think this is a part of the problem as well. It says McDonald's will face a $10 billion lawsuit against them for not advertising enough on black-owned media. Now, let me just explain who this helps and who this hurts. The fact that the plaintiff, or the fact that, and I believe it was a black man that did the suing, the fact that we're suing people because you're not advertising junk food enough on black networks is asinine to me. Now, the people who are making money from advertisement who wants to sell out the black community because they don't care nothing about your health. You know, one of the leading causes of death for black people in America is heart disease and diabetes, hypertension. I mean, literally, obesity is rampant amongst the black community. However, you get people who want to sue McDonald's because they don't spend enough advertising to black people. That's like saying, why don't you sell us more stuff to kill us? How dare you not sell things that's going to destroy our community on our network? Why won't you sell destructive things in our community on our network? Why you just sell it on a white people network where black people ain't listening to? But no, it's about money. It says the federal courts this week ruled that McDonald's will have to face a $10 billion lawsuit allegation that is discrimination or discriminates against black-owned media channels by refusing to advertise on them. It says media tycoon Byron Allen, company Allen Media Group, will bring the suit against the fast food retailer with the U.S. District Judge Fernando Alguin, I think that's how you say his name, clearing the way for Allen to attempt to prove his claim in court. So they're facing this potential court decision. I mean, we don't know if they're going to grant them $10 billion, but they're being sued by a black billionaire, pretty much. He's a billionaire. It says the company takes billions from African-American consumers and gives almost nothing back, is what he said. The biggest trade deficit in America is the trade deficit between the white corporate America and black America. McDonald's is guilty of perpetuating this disparity, he argues. Just when I had hope that if you make enough money and you're black, that you would actually have some common sense. You know, I want us to realize this real quick, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white. There are people that are supposed to be standing up for black America that are the leaders, thought leaders, social leaders, whatever. They don't give a F about black people. It's a facade. This man is a billionaire, and he's mad because McDonald's don't promote on black media, and black people are consuming this material, but they're not promoting to them. Think about this for a minute. I don't even know how you can file a lawsuit like this. That's like saying that I'm promoting on male only websites and social media and male driven media, and then women are some of the biggest clients of mine. I don't have to spend money to target women if I could target men and get women in the process. If you could target the biggest demographic of people that are probably spending the most money with you, but then black people are eating off of the advertisement that you spend in one area, why do you have to advertise to black people then? It's just the same thing about Democrats with the black community. If they're going to vote for you anyway, what's the point of even advertising with them? What's the point of going into the community and having to prove yourself? They're going to buy it anyway. They set up these McDonald's in these black areas, and they go and buy it anyway. You wish that somebody in the community, like Mr. Byron Allen, would sue McDonald's for advertising this destructive, and I'm not going to say, this is my opinion. I think that McDonald's is not good food. I don't believe that it is healthy for you. That is my opinion based on my own experiences and looking at the fact that chicken nuggets probably don't have nothing to do with chickens. And you eat the burgers and the documentary Supersize Me. All of those things are indicators that you can't be eating McDonald's every day, in my opinion. You can't be eating McDonald's every single day and think it's going to be good for your health. But why can't we be suing them for advertising to our people, which is contributing to the delinquency and poor health? And why are we mad? Because they won't advertise on our channels. The reason why Mr. Byron Allen is mad is because that's money out of his pocket. It ain't got nothing to do, or money that could be in his pocket. It has nothing to do with black people. Because when he filed his lawsuit of $10 billion, who's going to get the money, though? Who's going to get the money? The average man that's going and buying McDonald's food? No, they're not. He's going to get the money. His lawyers are going to get all his money. Black people are not going to get this money. $10 billion is cute to say, I'm suing them on behalf of my people. And then you take all the money. And people out here still eat McDonald's, struggling, losing their jobs, and you out here making the money. This is the problem with activists. And I'm not saying the guy may have done amazing things for black people in the time that he's been, you know, building his empire. I'm not going to take that away from him. I think he's probably done a lot. But this ain't it, in my opinion. This is not it. This is not the approach that you want to take. You know, and it's, everything is just victim, 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 victim. Black people are the consumers. Yeah, because we're uneducated. That's why we're consumers. Why won't black people get together and franchise McDonald's? Okay, I think I'm over somebody's head right now. You're mad because they won't advertise, but why aren't you pitching that we should own McDonald's in our own communities? You could put together some people with a good amount of net worth, even combined net worth. Put together some money, save some money, raise some money. Instead of buying gold chains and rims on your car, a bunch of people put some money together, and then you own all the McDonald's in your community. But see, that's not what's happening, in my opinion, based on what I see. We want to be consumers. We're taught to be consumers. The reason why this guy's mad about advertising, because he wants us to be more consumers. He wants more consumable advertisements on Black Network to get black people to continue to be consumers. And nothing in here says entrepreneur. Nothing in this lawsuit says entrepreneur. The biggest wage gap is between white corporate America and black America. You look at people like Jay-Z, look at Rihanna. These people are billionaires. And they're not the only ones. This guy's a billionaire. I think, what's his name that played Madea? He a billionaire. I mean, and then you got people who aren't billionaires, but they're Tyler Perry. And you got people who aren't billionaires that are 100 millionaires. And you got all these athletes. You know, one guy that I knew, my brother was friends with him. They played at the University of Texas together. When he got his first round, he was the first round draft pick. When he signed his contract, he bought a whole bunch of McDonald's. He did. But he like the only one that's financially smart enough to do that. And then his wife happened to be an Olympic sprinter, so they made a lot of money. But, you know, I why can't we teach our young people to be wealthy and not just to gain riches? Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Because there's no place I can go. Street life, it's the only life I know.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Break yourself, fool.
Street life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. We've all been concerned about cancel culture whether it's in the public school, whether it's a public school teacher being dismissed for refusing to teach woke ideologies, or a business that comes under attack by left wing activists, these crazy leftists, cancel culture is harming America's society every single day of our lives. That's why today I'm asking for your personal support for Alliance Defending Freedom. It is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, free speech, and the sanctity of life. All you have to do is go to theaustintatum.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to make a tax-deductible donation. Tyson Langhofer of ADF says that truth is the number one weapon in the battle against cancel culture.
It takes courage to speak the truth, and it takes courage to stand up to the repressive regime of cancel culture. At Alliance Defending Freedom, I get to see that courage in the clients we serve every day. Since 2011, ADF has won 13 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've also achieved more than 435 victories for students and faculty across the country. We have a 91% success rate when we file lawsuits in those cases. When Americans have the courage to fight cancel culture, we can win. What about you? Are you ready to join us and do your part to stand up for the truth?
Your generous gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which is in the headlines every single day. And right now, thanks to a generous friend of ADF, your first gift of any amount, will be doubled. So please right now go to theaustintatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and the impact of your first gift will be doubled on the spot. Or you can call in. With your donation at 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599 to join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. Oh, one day I'm going to get people's names right. I'm going to know how to read. But maybe one day that'll happen sooner than later. However, I want to continue this conversation that I'm having about this McDonald's scandal. I just wish that. You know, it's very interesting because I don't think it's a white or black thing when it comes to wealth generation. It has nothing to do. It has everything to do with education, because you can be black and be very successful in this country if you're educated on what success looks like. When I was growing up, I didn't know anybody that had a lot of money. No, we didn't talk about credit score. Nobody talked about credit scores. Nobody talked about how to build your credit. Nobody even, that just wasn't a conversation. Nobody really talked about voting. And nobody in my family I knew actually voted. Nobody talked about, never seen anybody vote. Nobody cared about voting. You know, so it's not that the white man is holding you down or the black man is behind the ball. It's education. It's knowledge. People don't have knowledge until you're 30 years old and your credit score is bad. But nobody ever told you how to build it. Nobody told you what it means. All these things could be avoidable, and you could leverage debt to make money or whatever strategy you want to use. You can use the one from, I forget his name now. He's the big money guy. He always tell you pay off all your debt and, all that stuff. Dave Ramsey, which I agree with Dave Ramsey to a certain degree, but it depends on what kind of abundant life you want to have. If you want to spend the rest of your life paying off all your debt and then being able to walk away with, I owe nothing on my house. I owe nothing on my car. I'm debt free. You can live that life. But then there's a way to leverage debt to make more money. A lot of people that I know are very wealthy, they leverage debt. So let me give you an example. I was talking about the franchises. So, will I come out of my pocket and buy franchise cash out of my own pocket and say, I owe nobody nothing and I'm going to build this franchise? No, that's not the way you do it. You say, hey, bank, you got money. I want to use your money. While I build money. So I'm going to take your money and I'm going to build the franchise that's bringing me residual income, and I don't have to do any work. So I'm going to use your money to make my money. I'll pay you back, but I'm still making money and I haven't spent a dime to make money. Or haven't spent, I spent very minimal of my money and used your money to make me money. That's just the way it is. You leverage debt. Because some people that don't want any debt, you go to buy a franchise. Just say you want to buy a franchise and it costs $400,000. You don't have $400,000. So therefore, you can't never get an avenue of revenue that comes in that costs $400,000. But if you had $20,000 or $10,000, you could probably leverage the bank with a loan. And you say, hey, I give $10,000. You give me the loan for the thing and it makes money. And look, you'll pay them back before you know it, and then you're in the profit margin. So anyway, I'm just saying that to say it's education. If you don't know, you can't do better. And some people say, if I knew better, I'd do better. It's about character. If you don't understand the importance of your character and your upward trajectory in life, you're not going to succeed. You have to understand that yes, sir, and yes, ma'am go a long way. You have to understand that showing up on time goes a long way, because you're in a world of competition and capitalism. If you can do the job better than the man next to you, you will win in life. If you can show up earlier than he show up, you will win in life. If you can stay later than he stays, you can win in life. If you're willing to read books while he watching Netflix and to learn something, you can be something in life. If you're willing to dream big and take risks and chances, you will make it further than somebody that want to play it safe. In America, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. You can do all of those things. But unfortunately, we have people at the top of the food chain that don't want you to know these things. They want you to be consumed with entertainment. Look at what this doing. Look at what Cardi B's doing. Look at what they doing on a Netflix show. Look, this, he sued McDonald's. Look at them. See, we knew they were racist. He sued McDonald's for $10 billion. Ha, 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 ha. You know, McDonald's is worth trillions of dollars. They're worth trillions. And people are making money hand over fist at McDonald's for the last several decades. And you think a $10 billion lawsuit, whatever they settle with, is going to be a dent, and it's not doing anything. And it's not going to help you either, because you ain't going to get none of that money. I just wish that we knew more information so that we can do better. Another story out of Texas. I'm switching gears real quick. Texas has raised over $55 million in private donations for a border wall. I almost want to say that that's a good idea, but then again, I'm like, I don't know. As of September the 12th, the state of Texas has raised a little over $55 million to secure the southern border and build the wall, which was one of the main issues from former President Donald Trump in 2016. While securing the border is the federal government's responsibility, Texas will not sit idle by as this crisis grows. Texas is responding with the most robust and comprehensive border plan the nation has ever seen, says Greg Abbott. And I get it, but I hope that it's a reputable organization that is taking your money and building a wall with it, because, you know, people do. Listen, y'all, I just want to tell you, people do this stuff all the time. They get your emotions up. They take your money. They get you excited, and then you never hear from them again. And then we don't know what happened to the wall. We don't know what happened to release the Kraken. We don't know what happened to the election and none of this stuff like that. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll catch you after the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. My Pillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year, and I want you to participate in this sale. The sheets, the pillows, the slippers, the bathrobe, I got it all. And it is amazing merchandise that you can purchase from a Patriot of this price point. You'll never find it anywhere else ever again. The Percare Bed Sheet set is the set that's the prime product right now. It's available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. Let me give you an example. The queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but it's now only $39.98 with the promo code. You make sure you order now, because when they're gone, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to hear you crying. They're going to be gone. The Percare sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. What does a 60-day money-back guarantee do for you? That means if you don't like it, you can send that stuff back. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now, promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. I was finishing up the conversation about, you know, private fundraising. You know, I'm very skeptical of it. If you live in Texas and that's what you want to do, do it. But I'm always skeptical of private fundraising, especially for something that, It's you're playing in the middle of federal government and personal enterprise. You know, the federal government you know, Abbott said that it's fine. You know, he advocated for it. So it makes you feel a little more confident. But, you know, you have a person that said, I'm going to raise $20 million and we're going to build that wall. And they raised $20 million, but what they don't tell you is that they have no authority to build any portion of the wall. And then the portions that they can build is on somebody's property, which is a very small fraction of the wall building effort that's not going to yield anything. And then they take all your money and they charge you fees and they do it and they become rich and wealthy. And you have put your energy and effort into this movement that they knew wasn't going to yield anything in the first place. That makes me skeptical, but I hope that who's ever doing that is doing it with the right reasons. Voters send a major message to defund the police Democrats. It says voters largely support policies allowing police to detain suspects charged with violent crimes. New polls show. It says Convention of States actions. I don't know if you guys know about the Convention of States. That's a pretty interesting concept. And I'll just brief it for you because people are wondering, how do we do term limits and how do we do certain things? There's this clause. I don't know if it's in the Constitution. Now I got to do more research, but a guy was telling me it was called a Convention of States. And if you get a certain number of states together, I think it's like 34 states that can all agree that you can do amendments to the Constitution. You can do other things like that. So the Convention of States is something that you probably want to look up and look more into. Maybe I should look up and look more into it myself. It says Convention of States action, along with the Trafalgar Group, released a poll which found that the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not support police that keep law enforcement or policies that keep law enforcement from detaining those who are accused of violent crimes. It says the poll found that 95% of those surveys say they are less likely to vote for a candidate who is support policies which prevent police officers from detaining criminals charged with violent crimes such as kidnapping and armed robbery. And it says crimes in the beneath the iceberg issue for voters in 2022. It's absolutely clear in these numbers what Mark Meckler, president of the Convention of States, said, that America of all political backgrounds have a strong belief in protecting the innocent and punishing the guilty. Notably, 96.7% of independent voters agreed. I'm hoping that we all are on the same page with it as well. I don't think any rational person is supporting defunding the police. I don't think any rational person is supporting what these Democrats have done in some of these major cities like California, out there in New York, Philly. I don't know if it's Philly. It's a couple other places, these cities that are run by Democrats, these major cities that allows for criminals to have a no bail. Like there's no obligation to have a dollar amount for bail. No cash bail is what they call it. I don't think any rational person that actually have to live with these thugs actually feel that that makes sense. If you live in a great community, you don't care what happened in the inner city. I mean, I'm saying you don't or you shouldn't. I'm saying some people may become desensitized to it. And therefore, if thugs are running around the streets, they're not coming to your neighborhood. So, I mean, y'all can do a pet project and try to figure out what would happen to a community if you had no cash bail. But if you live in this community where these people have to return to after they get out and they keep thugging in the streets, I would argue that many of those people don't want that to be the case. Let me talk to you guys about Relief Factor, because I want you to feel the difference like I do. I want you to feel, light on your feet like you used to back in the day, like when I was playing football. And some of y'all who are much older than me back when you were my age probably, that you felt light on your feet, your joints felt good, inflammation was down. All of those things can return to reality for you by taking Relief Factor. And I can't guarantee that every single person is going to react the same, but it works for me. It works for my mother-in-law. And I'm almost confident it's going to work for you. It works for over 500,000 people in this country who already take Relief Factor. So if you're interested on taking a supplement that is 100% drug-free, you can get started with the three-week quick starter, $19.95 for the three-week quick starter. You can go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or you can call 800-4-RELIEF. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I became a believer when I started taking Relief Factor, and it worked for me. I know for a fact that you'll have a possibility that it'll work for you. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Say now, oh, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. I want to tell you about you guys about the Battleground Talkers Tour. If you haven't realized, we're at war in America. And I don't think we're at a physical war, but we're at a psychological, spiritual war. And this is the time where you need to be in a position to know who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side. And I want you guys to join myself and Salem Media Group on the Battleground Talkers Tour this October as the best minds of conservative media and thought dissect the upcoming midterm election. I'm going to be there. I may be in your city. The only way you're going to find out if I'm in your city is you got to go to battlegroundtour.com to get dates and locations where you can see me and other amazing conservatives, that the ones that you love, all right? A lot of y'all listen to me, love me, and I love you back, and I want to see you there. And I want to give you a hug, and I want to take selfies and all of that and enjoy a great conversation about this upcoming election. Go to battlegroundtour.com, again, for the dates and locations. Get you some tickets there, battlegroundtour.com. Let me get back into the subject at hand. Most people who are rational would understand that policing in America is vital. These are things that we all need. And I can say I'm biased a little bit because I was a police officer. So I know how important policing is. I know how important it is for you to have people out there available and ready to act in a time of crisis. And it's often interesting to me how when police officers are not around and crimes are committed and people are injured and hurt, they're asking, where are the police officers at? Why ain't no cops out here? Where are the cops at when you need them? And then when they're there and people don't like justice being served, then people want to get rid of them. It's almost like being a police officer is you're in a toxic, abusive relationship with the public. They love you one day, they hate you tomorrow. Now, I'm not talking about none of y'all because everybody that's listening to me is perfect. You never done anything wrong. You never committed a sin, and you love police officers every day of your life. I'm talking about somebody else. Well, people, you know, treat police officers like that, and I'm surprised men and women still want to go out and protect and serve. Sean, can you send me the call list? I don't have it. But let me get to a few other things that I want to talk about today because I got a whole bunch of articles here. You know, it's almost like too much to talk about in just 3 hours. Americans have lost over $4,200 in annual income under the Biden administration. It says new economic numbers show that the average American has lost an equivalent of $4,200 in annual income under the Biden administration because of inflation and higher interest rates. Heritage experts calculate this shocking number based on the different sets of data. Consumer prices have risen 12.7% since January of 2021, significantly faster than wages, so that the average American worker has lost $3,000 in annual purchasing power. Further, the Federal Reserve implemented tighter monetary policies that reduce inflation. Interest rates are rising. Higher rates have in turn, increased borrowing costs on mortgages, vehicle loans, credit cards, and more. The higher interest rates and borrowing costs have effectively reduced the average American's purchasing power another $1,200 on an annualized basis. And this is why voting is very important. And I want people to understand that inflation and higher gas prices and stuff it doesn't happen through osmosis. Literally, policies are creating this. Shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. You know, all of these things that Biden and them have done have just given out money willy-nilly. Now, I would argue giving money to Ukraine. We ain't no way in the world we should be giving all that money to Ukraine. We just printing money and just sending it places. And it's really hurting us on the back end. But, you know, mean tweets. Remember that? Mean tweets. I guess the mean tweets are just too much to bear. Remember this story from last week? We were talking about it. It says liberal networks avoid the North Dakota teen being killed by a man who called him a Republican extremist. I knew this would happen. It says none of the five major news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or MSDNC, have offered any on-air coverage to the attack on Wednesday, Thursday, according to the transcripts here. The question is, why are they not covering this stuff? Well, I can tell you the answer. It's because it doesn't meet their narrative. Think about this for a minute. If a white man mowed down a black kid and called him an N-word or thug, this would be on every channel whatsoever. Because for some reason, the media thinks that that black kid's life is worth more than the white kid's life. Now, if a Republican, because y'all remember when, and the guy wasn't even a Republican, y'all remember in Charlottesville where that nut job ran that car and ran over people. If you ask me, I think it was induced. Now, I still think he's nutty. But they were beating his car and trying to pull him out of the car, and he gunned it, and he ended up running over people and ended up killing the girl. They had that girl on. They had vigils for her. They had her family on the TV. They could not stop talking about that girl. But all of a sudden, I guess this kid's life don't mean nothing because he was perceivably a Republican. And the narrative that has been set that Republicans are racist and they don't have any value from the lamestream media is how you can get away with stuff like this. This kid was essentially run over and murdered because a grown, ashy man did not like his conservative perspective. I don't care what happened. I mean, they don't give us a lot of details on how did it escalate. The kid called his mom and asked, did she know the guy? She said she did know him, but the kid had no reason to know him. But that 41-year-old man just mowed him down and killed him. It's somebody's child. This is a young man. He's like 18 years old. That's horrible. That's horrible. Relief Factor? And I think that they should give just as much of a concern to his life as they do George Floyd and everybody else. How did George Floyd get gold caskets? And they still talking about George Floyd today. They burning down buildings, naming laws after George Floyd. And this kid gets murdered because of his political beliefs. 18-year-old boy, a kid. And nobody cares. Only conservatives care. That should tell you a lot about the mainstream media and what they prioritize. Let me tell you again about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you want to be as nimble as your boy B. Tatum, where I get up out the bed like a brand new baby because I don't have inflammation running through my body and I don't have joint pain like I used to. If you want to be in a better position than you are now physically, you should give Relief Factor a try. Now, I'm not going to promise you nothing because I'm not God, but I can tell you it works for me. It works for my mother-in-law. It works for every single person that I know that have taken Relief Factor. They do nothing but say great things about it and that it works. You can get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Ask Tatum Show. Speaking of these crazy people in the media, Hillary Clinton likens Trump supporters to Nazis because they pointed in the air at a rally. She has to be the dumbest politician on planet Earth. She should be in prison. I don't know how we let it go. But I want to roll that clip, the clip of Hillary Clinton. Let me find it, make sure I got the clip right. But Hillary Clinton, I don't know how to get away with this stuff. They just can call everybody they want to a racist. I don't know how that's not a level of defamation. Go to clip 10. Roll clip 10 for me.
Student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
You know, I was wondering, I was like, man, how do people go to hell? And then I saw Hillary Clinton, and I said, okay, this is exactly how people go to hell, is living a life full of being evil. She know god dog well that the ain't got no attachment to Hitler. Like these people, like, I don't have to go to a Democrat rally to know better than to compare Democrats to Hitler. I know half of them brain don't work, but I don't think they're Hitler. I don't think the leaders are like Mao. I mean, like, how evil do you have to be to intentionally interject lies into society, to brainwash people into hating each other? I can't see her going to heaven. Now, I don't know if she's going to heaven or not. I'm not her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I do know that if you read the Bible and you talk about people who are evil and people who are sow division, these people are the example of sowing division for no reason. They just want power and political leverage. Trump putting in young men in the front. I mean, when people are too dumb to actually look at the rally itself, they're going to believe that. They literally think it's white people out here with their hand up like Hitler, just ready for Donald Trump to save them. I just don't get it. I've been to Trump rallies. It's just a good time with patriotic Americans. Oh, I'll catch you after the break. Hold the phone.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
This seat.
On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a special thank you again to Carl Jackson. The Carl Jackson Show, you can follow him at carljacksonshow.com. You'll find his Twitter handle, his podcast, and everything you need to know. I just want to always say thank you to Carl when he fills in for me, or anybody that's willing to fill in and keep the show rolling. Because I think it's invaluable to the success of the show is to have great quality people come in and do really well when I'm not able to be on the radio. So shout out to Carl Jackson. Just want to say thank you again. And I want to also thank the new affiliate. I got to remember how to say this name right.
Schenectady.
Schenectady. There you go. Schenectady. I want to say Schenectady. Schenectady.
Okay. Schenectady.
Shout out to the new New York affiliate in Amsterdam, Schenectady, for coming on and having my show affiliated. You probably regret it now because I can't read the name right, but but the rest of the content is good. Talk Radio 1490. So if your friends live out there, tell them Talk Radio 1490 and 106.9 WCSS. Shout out to Schenectady, New York. Amsterdam, Schenectady, New York. I have never heard of that place, but maybe I have to go to Schenectady one day just for y'all who affiliates. I need to get there. I hope my people are listening. I need to get there and to the affiliate and do my show from there just because. All right, I want to address this other issue. You know, I've been on the subject matter of the media, been on the subject matter of the race relation thing, and, you know, I just want to point this out real quick, and then I'm going to move on. The complicity of the media in division and brainwashing is at an all-time high. I think we all know it. We see it. But I just want to give a couple examples of total negligence from the media being lazy enough not to interpret or look into a situation themselves and allowing a narrative to be pushed, a hoax to be pushed, of racism in America. They have an objective to push that and keep it going, and they're fulfilling their objective by allowing people to lie, and then they report it without vetting anything. Let me give you some examples of a few major hoaxes that the media just refused to pick up on and refused to do anything about. The one just recently that we seen, a black volleyball player from Duke University, She was it. I feel bad for her because I think that somebody then told her to do that and that she was be famous. And it's a shame that she lied about that. Because she came out and said a fan from BYU, from Brigham Young University, had hurled out the N-word and threatened her throughout the entire match. That's okay. And somehow nobody heard him do it. She's the only person. It's like the new level of racism is so strategic, and it's called smart racism. It's that people can be racist, and only black people can hear the racism. Like it goes to their eardrums of only black people. So this kid is in a crowd at a university yelling amongst other people at a volleyball match. And somehow, if this lady's story is true, this young girl's story is true, somehow when he yells the N-word and threatens her, it don't go, nobody else can hear it but her. It's called targeted racism. It's a new technology, ladies and gentlemen. Or she's just lying. Okay, I think she's just lying. She comes out. ABC gives her Good Morning America gives her coverage. ESPN gives her coverage. Stephen A. Smith on there losing his salvation, being critical of, let me just read Stephen A. Smith's quote. I think it's his quote in here. Stephen A. Smith says he shamed BYU for failing to expeditiously address the allegations or the alleged racial incident. It says fellow ESPN host, Duke alum Jay Williams wore a Blue Devils sweatshirt on air in solidarity of Richardson, telling the athletes, hold your head up. These people are nutty. When that girl came out with that stuff, I said, man, hold on. That sounds bizarre. Let me see how this play out. Oh, no. ESPN, Stephen A. Smith, they on there crying on TV and doing all kind of stuff. CNN went even further with this coverage. Two of the people, Victor Blackwell, he's a serial racist propaganda pusher. He grilled BYU athletic director Tom Homo, with an L, Homo. I'm probably saying that wrong, for not taking swift action. And then it says Weekend's anchor Jim Acosta invited former NAACP president Cornell Williams Brooks to lambast on BYU. And the funny thing is, ladies and gentlemen, remember BYU played Oregon, and Oregon was yelling slurs against BYU, and nobody even said anything. Come to find out, lengthy investigation came out, nothing happened. The girl lied. And we knew she lied, but for some reason the mainstream media didn't do a second of validation of her story. Remember Sandman, Nicholas Sandman? Remember in 2019, a group of MAGA hat students were waiting for their bus to pick them up. They were from Kentucky's Culverton Catholic High School. They were right in front of the Lincoln Memorial following the March for Life. And I guess the things that they said had made a group of black Hebrew Israelites, which I think are the group of some of the most insane black activists ever. I would say that a lot of them are very are more of a militia. And the stuff they say is just absolutely stupid. And if you ask me, they believe that black people are the chosen people and black people are the true Israelites. And I mean, it's just like, come on, man. It's just anyway. And the students respond. Nicholas Sandman was just smiling at the guy. And I remember them beating the living daylights out of him. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist, white privilege. He got in the man's face. All he doing is smiling. It's like, really? And that old man, that old native dude should be in jail right now. He had no business going after them kids and getting in their face, banging drums on them. He even bumped up against the kid. That's assault, technically. And they don't do nothing to him because he's native and somehow the white kid bad. And they did that. Jussie Smollett. Y'all remember Jussie Smollett? Had them Africans beat him up and say they were white MAGA Trump hat wearing supporters. Totally lied. He's still to this day, he crying, talking about he ain't doing nothing wrong. Lied. Remember Bubba Wallace with the noose? That fool, let me just tell you how bad it is. He's got the garage, and we come to find out it was a strap that they twist so you can grab the garage door and pull it down manually in case, I think, the power goes out or they can't use the electrical thing. They can just do a little strap, and they can just pull it down. Now, obviously, who are they trying to hang? A hamster? Because ain't no human neck can fit in that thing to grab that you grab to pull a garage door down. Oh, my God. And he thinks somebody's hanging nooses in his garage at NASCAR. They're hanging nooses. Because you're so important. A white man going to get on a ladder and hang a noose that only a rat head could fit into to prove a point to you. It's just stupid. And then you find out other garages had nooses. No, dummy, that's for the garage door to be pulled down. But if they weren't just looking at the world through this racial lens for propaganda, and if the media wasn't complicit, nobody would have ever even believed Bubba Wallace. And, of course, many of them don't even apologize. Remember the whip gate? They called it the whip gate. When the Border Patrol agents were taking those Haitians and trying to get them from invading into our country, they swear to God that they were whipping them with whips. Like the Border Patrol agents are riding around horses with whips. They swear by it. They had it on TV. They out here criticizing the Border Patrol. Who's one of the worst? MSDNC host Joy Reid repeatedly accused the Border Patrol agents of whipping the migrants, likening their alleged actions to the Fugitive Slave Act. Just mind blown. Many other people on CNN, well, when somebody on CNN, Victor Blackwell, I told you he's a serial propaganda pusher. He suggests that there isn't a distinction between the agents using whips versus reins. And it says Vice News ran the headline, U.S. Border Patrol agents are removing Haitian migrants using horses and whips. They publish the content. They put it out there. They lie about it. They lie about it. They lie about it. They memorialize it. They victimize. Or they turn these people into victims, and they shame you, and they get your emotions up, all to push a lie to get clicks for advertisers and to lie to the world to keep us divided. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Unafraid to tell it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Listen, I couldn't be more prouder to be a part of this campaign with Alliance Defending Freedom. I think you remember the gentleman that was baking a cake, and you know they tried to come after him because he refused to put gay people on a cake or whatever the case may be, which he has the right to refuse things that are against his religious beliefs. They could have went next door and did it, but they were actually going around intentionally doing this to people. But he had a defense, and nobody was going to defend him the way that Alliance Defending Freedom did. And I think that it is an incredible, I would say, nonprofit organization to help him. And that's why I love them. I absolutely love them. And, you know, we are all concerned about cancel culture, whether it's a public school teacher being dismissed from refusing to teach wokeism, or a business that's under attack, like they were attacking these businesses in Black Lives Matter in the summer of 2020, being attacked by these left-wing activists, these nut jobs. Cancel culture is harming America's society every single day. I think we all are aware of that. And that's why today, and I said this before, that I'm just excited to be supporting Alliance Defending Freedom, and I want you to help me support them as well. They are the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, freedom of speech, and the sanctity of life. All you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to make a tax-deductible donation. Tyson Langhofer of ADF says that the truth is the number one weapon in the battle against cancel culture.
It takes courage to speak the truth, and it takes courage to stand up to the repressive regime of cancel culture. At Alliance Defending Freedom, I get to see that courage in the clients we serve every day. Since 2011, ADF has won 13 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've also achieved more than 435 victories for students and faculty across the country. We have a 91% success rate when we file lawsuits in those cases. When Americans have the courage to fight cancel culture, we can win. What about you? Are you ready to join us and do your part to stand up for the truth?
Now, after listening to Tyson Langhofer, let me say his name right, I don't know how anybody couldn't be so encouraged and emboldened to support this great organization. Your generous gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which is in the headlines every single day. And right now, thanks to a generous friend at ADF, your first gift of any amount will be doubled. So how much do you want to give initially, right? It's going to be doubled anyway. Your first gift should be your best gift, given the fact that your first one will be doubled. So please, right now, go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and the impact of your first gift will be doubled on the spot. Or you can call for the donation at 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599. And joining me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, we got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me go with James out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Welcome to the show.
I'm blessed, too. You know, you're talking about psychological warfare with the news media. Well, here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, did you know that at Kennywood Amusement Park, the black students went in there, and they were shooting the other day in an amusement, right in the amusement park. They scaled the walls. There's so much violence here, but, you know, the right wing is sex and religion, and it's psychological warfare and brainwashing, and people are getting maimed and injured in the result of that. Do you have any commercials in your station for ED pills, erectile dysfunction pills? You play that in the morning when
James,
you're teaching them.
James.
What?
Thank you for calling and making up stuff. I don't know why. I guess his daddy didn't whoop him enough with that little whiny voice. Anyway, I don't like when people call on the radio and do all that crazy stuff. Just call in and ask some real questions. Anyway, Melody, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm calling
doing well.
In because of great, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk you. About the beginning, you said that there was a lady who heard she was called the N-word, and I don't like to use the word, and it was some type of new technology. 60 Minutes put out a segment on what used to be called the Havana Syndrome. It's now called Anonymous Health Incidences, and it's on CIA Burns' website. And they're actually looking into it, and they've actually caught several of the homegrown terrorists, and there's still one out there. And it's not a new technology. It's an old technology. And if you're walking and you go around the corner, you can hear the static. It's static. It turns into actual words. They've got all types of sensors up all around Florida, I'm pretty sure the United States. But the young lady may have actually heard it, but this particular terrorist group, I know that two of them are caught because I am considered a targeted individual. They, because they go after government intelligence, they use it's old technology. And
yeah, Melody.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I was joking about that young girl, but you bring up an interesting point. I think that girl is completely lying. But, you know, I've seen that technology that you're referring to. It's like a counter-terrorist technology where they have these panels. They look like solar panels, and they can channel sounds and words. They can channel them in a certain direction where if they focus it on one person, one person is the only person that can hear it. And what they do is that they identify a terrorist person or whatever. In order to not make complete contact with them, they can send this blaring sound that literally will hurt your eardrums, and they can pinpoint a certain person and affect that individual. Or they can do entire groups of people where the sound is just focused, shot right at those people, and nobody else around them can even hear it at all. So I think Melody was talking about something different, which does exist to a certain degree. But I was joking when I said that girl was hearing, you know, they had like smart racism where a person can use a racial slur and it only hit the black people in the room and the white people couldn't hear it. So, but anyway, thank you for that call. But there is some pretty strange technology. I was just looking at Instagram in the break, and they were saying that people in our government are claiming that they've been interacting with extraterrestrial beings. And a lot of people in the comment section are saying, no, it's just y'all interacting with demons, which I'm inclined to believe is probably demons and not aliens. Now, this is the question that I have for you guys. I know I'm going off the topic of topical news. I wonder, are there aliens out there? Because our military, and you know you can't believe half the stuff the government say. I mean, I don't even know what to believe. I take everything they do with a grain of salt. Even when I see it, I take what I see from the government with a grain of salt. Because they can be completely deceptive. Like 9/11 is one of them. I take everything I see in 9/11, I'm saying, I don't know. 99% of this stuff, they be telling us the truth. But that's two or three things in there that I'm like, that don't make no sense. And our government don't have no good explanation for it, and nobody else has. All right, y'all, I got to go to the break. I'm running out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
My heart does nothing but burn crying.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.